But I'm telling you.
All right, again, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. The 14th annual Antifreeze Blues Festival. We've had some great acts already. Mike Espy and Yakety Yak, the Grand Masters, Eric Goble Band, Ms. Thornetta Davis. And yes, we have the best yet to come. And this one, it's been a long time coming. It is my pleasure to bring to the stage the Hodge Brothers, Catfish Hodge, and Dallas Hodge, and their all-star band. Let's hear it for the Hodge Brothers! We'll be right back.
8 years. So it's a real treat to take and put it together and come home and do it in Detroit. So, yo, Mr. Fish.
Thank you. big eyes the other night. You know I stayed up.
Yeah.
baby, everywhere I am. The back door man. I'm a little girl that loves me. Oh, they know I understand. Professor Tim Smiley. Thank you. I keep calling for my baby. And I love the day it's come and go.
we can feed every hungry child with unconditional love.
Professor Tim Spilin on the keyboards over there. Give it up for Tim Spilin, will you?
He said, Fish, what's this tune like, Black Knight? I said, it's kind of like a Charles Mingus dream.
Mike Marshall on the bass. Give it up for Mike Marshall one time. Skeeto Valdez on the drums. Give it up for Skeeto Valdez. Time friend and the man will never be the oldest man in the band as long as I'm in the band. Never didn't think that, did you? Drew Abbott on the guitar. Give it up.
You know, when I was, damn, it hurts me to think about this. When I was just out of, well, actually I was still in high school at Southeastern High. And, had this little band going with a guy named Terry Kelly. Remember Terry Kelly? Oh, no, Debbie here? All right.
She was sitting over there.
And this guy didn't play anything. I mean, he'd just be hanging around, you know. I think he was all of 9 or 10, 11 years old, I think. Yeah, him. And one day I come home from high school, and I hear this guitar going on in the basement. And I thought Terry came over early to practice, you know, because he would come over to get some of Ma Hodges cooking. Almost daily. And I go down in the basement, and it's this little guy here, Dallas, you know. So I peeked in there, you know, in the rehearsal room. You know, used to hang up Christmas lights and turn all the other lights out. You know what that's like, right, Tim? You did. Probably every musician did that at some point. Did you do that, Tim? You did, didn't you? I couldn't believe he was playing Lonnie Mack, you know? I wouldn't play in Lonnie Mack. But I'm proud of him today, and I've been proud of him for a long time. Dallas Hodge on the guitar and vocals. Dallas Hodge.
All that often, but when we do, you know, we had the Hodge Brothers Band in Los Angeles for a few years. Can you get rid of that ring, Terry? It's, I don't know where it's at. About 550, I guess. We had the Hodge Brothers Band in L.A. with some guys you might know from back here, actually. A keyboard player that had a big hit in the early 70s, a guy named Skip Van Winkle. Playing that Hammond organ and kicking pedals with both feet. And guy that played drums with a band from back here as well named Larry Zack. So it's fun for us to get together and do it, and it was like, you know, when we got the call to come play the Antifreeze Blues Festival, I got to tell y'all, it was colder than shit last night, you know what I'm saying? Damn. But it was, when we got the call to come do it, and I called Fish, and we talked, and he says, yeah, let's do it, bro. I said, all right, so we're going to do it. So ladies and gentlemen, my wonderful elder brother, because I don't say big brother no more, but my wonderful brother, Mr. Catfish Hodge.
Catfish Hodge.
I got some CDs back there. They're the last 7 CDs in this universe. This is a song on that one CD communicator. It's called, I got 2 turntables and a microphone. I got 2 turntables and a microphone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song we're going to do for you is off of a CD that I did with a band that I was working with for a while, Canned Heat. A little trouble, a little number called I Got Some Bad Trouble.
Thank you.
Yeah, she never loved me. And when she's ever coming home, I got bad trouble. Misfortune seems to be my middle name. No matter how much I try and change it, y'all, my love just seems to stay the same. If you got the right faith, you know now, mama's little message I'd like to translate. Why, honey, if you're looking for a funky old catfish, you come to the right place. Cook up some red beans and rice, some grits, some cornbread, I'll be over the quarter to eight.
You know, back in the 70s, I used to, before I moved to L.A., I used to play this blues club circuit, and there was this club in Buffalo, outside Buffalo. And it was a jamming place. Everybody was always playing there, Muddy and John Lee, everybody, you know. But one night, I was doing a double bill with the great James Cotton. You might know who James is. Yeah. And James and I were sitting out in my RV bus getting tuned up, because I did that in those days. And this is a true story. James told me that him and the band had just driven from Georgia. They were going to play the gig at the Bell Star, and then he was going to drive the band and the equipment back to Chicago and drop them off and go down to Arkansas, where Muddy Waters told me he could catch catfish this big. Well, I didn't say anything to James, but when I got back to Virginia, I sat down with a pot of coffee and said, "That sounds like a song for this fish." And I wrote the song. And when I moved out to L.A., Paul Guerrero from Little Feet and I started the Blues Bus. And Paul said, "Do you, you got a special kind of blues song, Fish?" And I said, "I think I got one in my box." So we recorded it. Joanne and different people played it on the radio. I was at a festival about 7 years ago, and James and I are sitting backstage. He suffered from cancer in his throat, and he's still playing. It's a good thing, you know. And so he heard us playing that song, and he said, "You know, Fish, that song, that story sounds familiar." I said, "No. You must have heard it on the radio, Cotton." Now, Bobby wouldn't do that, would he? Hell yeah, he'd do that.
Oh, this is it. This is it.
Look what you get.
coochie coochie mama. Do that shimmy green green all night long.
CD, but Fish put it out on another vinyl 20 years ago.
Who wrote this song? This is a good song.
I think you wrote this one. That's why I like playing it. The thing called I Need a Holiday.
I can't do no day work.
On, and you're right here. Yesterday.
and that crazy heartache. Today, and on the wall. Today, and on the world. Today, and on the world. Today. Smiley, Drew Abbott, Mike Marshall, Skeeto Valdez, Dallas Hodge, the old funky blues man, Catfish Hodge. God bless y'all. Thank you very much.
Skeeto's got a gig down on Fifth Avenue, right? We partying down there? Yeah, all right.
We're here at the end of freeze.
cause it's the same all over. Say we did too. So y'all put your hands together. Let me hear you say, yeah! Oh, yeah! Now, if I could get y'all to sing a little bit with us, that would be real. Here, get them hands together. Y'all get up off your ass for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Let me see you. Well, it's the same all over. 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 Good people everywhere we go. Thank you so much.
The Hunt Brothers. Thanks again for coming out tonight. Tomorrow night, Betty LaVette. So come on back and enjoy the show tomorrow night. Thanks again for coming out tonight. Be careful driving and check out the Blue Society table on the way out. Don't forget to tape your servers and have a great night.